For K-State Research and Extension, I'm Jacob Weber with your Extension Minute. Rainy weather can be rough on tomato plants by making them more susceptible to leaf blight diseases. The first symptom of leaf blight is the lowermost leaves turning yellow. Infected leaves eventually die and fall from the plant, leaving bare stems and exposed fruit. Since the fungal organisms that cause leaf blight overwinter on infected plant debris, it's important to keep the garden clean. Infected tomato vines should be destroyed at the end of the growing season. In addition, plow under any infected plant debris that remains in the garden in the fall. Good air circulation encourages rapid drying of the foliage, which also helps reduce the risk of infection. Cage or stake tomato plants to help air circulate around the plants. Maintain adequate space between the plants. Leaf wetness may also be caused by overhead sprinkler irrigation, so it's important to avoid using this type of irrigation for tomatoes. To further protect the plants from infection, especially when extended rainy periods are expected to occur in the spring, it may be helpful to apply a protective fungicide spray. That's all for this report. I'm Jacob Weber, horticulturist for the Wildcat Extension District.